Oh, that's totally okay. Yeah, you got it.
I'll just
no problem. Okay, so just one quick. I'm here at the Help USA office. And so for the first question is, have you experienced homelessness before? And if not, what compelled you to want to help people?
Okay, I have experienced homelessness before. A total of 3 times. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't fun. And because of that experience, and the lack of services, the lack of respect, I wanted to come into a career mm-hmm. where I could possibly make a difference and help people in a similar situation.
That's really amazing. Mm-hmm. The second question is, what are the biggest misconceptions about homeless people?
The biggest misconceptions about homeless people would be that they're lazy, they don't want to work, mm-hmm. And they want handouts. Mm-hmm. None of those are 100% true. Not everybody is homeless because they don't want to work. Some people are victims of domestic violence. Some fall victim to fires, which of course is beyond their control, and they end mm-hmm. up homeless. But then you have others that, you know, maybe they lost their job and it was hard for them to get another one, and they fell behind on their rent and nobody wanted to help them,
yeah.
and they end up homeless. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the three main biggest misconceptions about homeless people.
And the last question is, what do you hope for in humanity?
What do I hope for in humanity? Mm-hmm. That people are nice to each other,
yeah.
and that you know, no one should be judged based on their situation, how much they pay, what they look like, where they come from, because, you know, a situation like homelessness can happen to anybody. You know, your yeah. zip code doesn't exclude you. Your pay rate doesn't make you invincible. Things happen, and these things happen to regular people every day. And just because someone is in a situation where it's kind of beyond their control, they should not be defined by that situation, because they're so much better. Just be nice. Be nice to each other. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's so